In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. A bit of salt. I think most recipes, when it comes to both cooking and baking, contains a bit of salt. I have to admit, however, that I sometimes forget the salt. And when I cook for myself, I do not always put the salt on the table, because it kind of works well without it. It tastes okay. And I wonder if it is the same way with faith sometimes, that we can manage quite well without it, when we can rely on knowledge, ethics and morals, and an okay life. Can faith then be that salt that we do not feel that we necessarily need, that we somehow can manage without it? But imagine no salt at all. Salt that helps us conserve food in times when there is no other way. Salt that the body actually does need. Salt that can be used and be such a good taste in times when we are enjoying snacks and tasty food. And maybe more than anything, salt gives us a subtle, pleasant taste to most things that we might not notice until it's not there. Try to imagine a world without faith. Well, we can have faith in different things, but try to imagine a world without faith in anything beyond yourself and your control. A world with just knowledge, ethics, and morals to relate to. What will we say about tomorrow then? How would we feel about our earth tomorrow then? What would happen in dark times? And what would happen to the feeling of gratitude and amazement in good times? Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth." Being carriers of faith in God, Jesus compares us to salt. Salt. Faith like salt. If you are making, let's say, a stew, and you pour a lot of sugar on it, that will remove some of the salty taste. We can sugarcoat the salt. The salt loses its power. What will happen if salt lost its taste, Jesus asks? It's no longer good for anything. Faith like salt is faith with strength. It is faith that doesn't need to be sugarcoated. Faith that doesn't need to be protected in tough times with words like, "It is probably all for the best," or "It's all well in the end."